This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The North Carolina State Department of Public Instruction released an annual dropout and school crime report this month. And in the 23-24 school year, Stanley County's overall rate reported school crimes per 1,000 students was 10.89, which decreased 6% from the 22-23 school year. However, this rate per 1,000 students continues to be higher than a state average of 8.1 per 1,000 students. Albemarle High School had the highest reported rate per 1,000 students at 56.6, with Albemarle Middle School coming in second at 31.6 per 1,000 students. The overall rate of reported school crimes in Stanley County High Schools, grades 9 to 13, was 21.79 per 1,000 students, but this is a 24% decrease from the prior school year. However, Stanley County school rate continues to trend above the state average of 14.19 per 1,000 high school students. In the 23-24 school year, Albemarle had 24 incidents, West Stanley 19, North Stanley 9, and South Stanley 2. Possession of a controlled substance was the most prevalent offense at the various schools, representing a 47 of the 94 reported crimes, about 50%. And Stanley County's grade 9 through 13 dropout rate decreased again this past year. Further, the rate is below the state's average of 1.88, and Stanley comes in at 1.43 per 1,000 students. Montgomery County at 0.41, Union 0.53, and Stanley County came in third, followed by Cabarrus, Randolph, Davidson, Rowan, and Anson. The Badentown Council received their audit report, and here is Nick Wicker with the audit firm to give them the good news.
So getting into the report, if you flip in and go to the first page, first and foremost, I'd like to say there are no impairment factors. We are independent, and thus we can't opine on the financial statements in accordance with the Yellow Book 2018. So diving into your opinion, over the basic financial statements, we assessed an unmodified opinion. That's the best opinion you can get. That's what you're looking for as governance.
The Badentown Council voted to pursue several parks grants, including the local county parks grant, go up to $10,000, and a $250,000 grant. And here is town manager Jay Ahman talking about that.
But you also might want to consider that your waterfront park is an eligible target. If you don't, no problem. We can go after whichever you want, or you can go another direction if you want. But knowing what your shortfall is for what you want the park to be, this was a chance for you to consider saying to staff that you want to see us go after the $250,000 from the Rural Economic Development for the park rather than for the county center.
What's the amount of your grant?
We asked for $250,000. I believe it can go up some, but we're somewhat limited because it's a matching grant. So we've got to be able to produce that match in order to do it. Essentially, the fast math is it's about $12,500 per protected job that they're willing to throw out, and then their matching part goes above and beyond. So.
The Stanley County Chamber of Commerce held a ribbon cutting at Uwari Vineyards and Winery on Thursday afternoon and evening, and here are the owners, Laurie and Mike, getting ready to cut the ribbon.
And everybody help us. Ready?
Three, two, one. Woo!
After that, chamber members were welcome in to sample their wine, craft beer, and wine slushies they have there, and to check out the grounds. Beautiful patio overlooking the vineyards, plus they have a 150-seat event center. We can hold weddings and other gatherings. And the area for wine tasting that's always open to the public during their business hours. The Academy of Country Music Award nominees have been released for this year, and the Acoustic Guitar Player of the Year, well, leading the list, Timmy Galloway, followed by Todd Lombardo, Mac McNally, Brian Sutton, and Isla Toshinsky. Tim Galloway, Albemarle High School graduate, now resides in Nashville, son of Vicki Galloway and the late Eli Galloway. Tim said, "So honored and grateful to be among these guys, truly blessed to be able to be part of the community every day." Baden Elementary School wanted to congratulate their Teacher of the Year and Support Staff of the Year. Their teacher of the year was Mrs. Casey Bird. She's gone above and beyond to create an inspiring, engaging, and supportive learning environment for the students. And the support staff of the year was Officer Marshburn, their amazing school resource officer, they said. He plays a vital role in maintaining a safe, welcoming atmosphere at the school, ensuring that every student and staff member feels protected and supported. They said they were grateful for his constant vigilance, kindness, and positive influence in the school community. And that's your local news report in the newsroom. I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. There's an enhanced risk for severe storms this afternoon through late tonight. Damaging winds, large hail, and even isolated tornadoes are all possible. Highs near 78 today, falling to around 50 tonight. This forecast is brought to you by Desco, where you can get anything electrical online at DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Big Fox Entertainment presents The Rick Burgess Show. With Speedy, Greg Burgess, Eddie Van Adler, and Rick Burgess.
Are you ready?
Big Fox Entertainment
Here we go.
Presents.
Are you ready?
Here we go, America. Brand new hour, brand new day, brand new week. From the weekend stories,